my name's Roger Watson. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and welcome to the JAN podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an Editor-in-Chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the JAN podcast of 30th of May 2017. Using social media to recruit nurses, this is Roger Watson, Editor-in-Chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. Nursing organisations and hospitals were slow to adopt social media, and some hospitals even had Twitter accounts and Facebook pages while prohibiting their employees from making any mention of their own work on their own social media pages. However, while employees are expected to behave responsibly, there is a much greater recognition of the use of social media in nursing and healthcare. But can hospitals use social media to make themselves more attractive to potential employees? An article from Belgium by Carpentier et al., 2017, titled Recruiting Nurses Through Social Media, Effects on Employer Brand and Attractiveness, and published in JAN, addresses this issue. The study on which the article is based aimed to investigate whether and how nurses' exposure to a hospital's profile on social media affects their perceptions of the hospital's brand and attractiveness as an employer. Specifically, the study looked at one hospital's use of Facebook and LinkedIn to promote themselves and sent out questionnaires to nursing students and qualified nurses to look at how attractive the hospital was as an employer. The results show that nurses' exposure to the hospital's Facebook or LinkedIn page had a significant effect on a majority of the employer brand dimensions, which included aspects such as image and attractiveness. Also, nurses who visited the Facebook page felt more attracted to working at the hospital. Most of these effects were mediated by social presence. In conclusion, the authors say the study indicates that hospitals' investments in social media can be justifiable because they can have a positive effect on potential applicants' organisational attractiveness and employer brand perceptions.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.